This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labus, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson plans to relaunch a guaranteed income program that pays low-income residents $500 a month. My colleague Tessa Weinberg reports the city plans to spend $32 million in federal relief funds on that program. More than 170,000 people applied for just 5,000 spots in the first round. People get the money directly, no strings attached. Johnson's budget director, Annette Guzman, says that's part of what makes it a successful program to keep funding.
The programs that are lowest risk, those are the ones that are getting dollars directly into people's hands because it's pretty consistent. Like guaranteed basic income is a very low risk program.
Programs that have been slow to get dollars out the door will see reduced funding, and the city has until the end of the year to dedicate all its federal relief funds and until 2026 to spend that money. Sluggish ridership for some Chicago Transit Authority rail stations have rebounded faster than others. My colleague, data reporter Amy Chin, reports train ridership has recovered slowly since the onset of the pandemic, but it's still far from its pre-COVID levels. Last year, ridership was just half what it was in 2019. Agency data shows train ridership has actually recovered faster on the weekends than the work week, and some L stations had more weekend passengers last year compared with 2019. Those stations include places along the Green Line near the West Loop, like Morgan, Clinton, and Ashland. Meantime, stations that have the weakest recoveries overall were along the western end of the Blue Line. Paul Vallis is asking a federal judge to go easy on former Chicago alderperson Ed Burke when he faces sentencing later this year. Vallis lost the mayoral runoff last year and wrote a letter to the court on Burke's behalf. It was one of a handful of letters made public today after WBEZ intervened in the case and asked Judge Virginia Kendall to unseal them. Vallis writes, "The longtime Chicago alderperson met my standards for ethics and truly cared for all the city. A jury convicted Burke of using his office to squeeze developers and drum up business for his private law firm. Burke is scheduled to be sentenced in June." Two dozen LGBTQ plus advocates are urging Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson to restore capacity for this year's Pride Parade to previous levels. The parade and number of participants is being scaled down this year because of safety concerns and limits on Chicago police staffing. Advocates and parade organizers say because the parade remains very popular, the city should not scale it back. And the Chicago Sky is gearing up for the 2024 season with some new teammates. Recent draft picks Camila Cardoso and Angel Reese have been doing one-on-one workouts with the team's head coach. And at practice yesterday, Angel Reese said she's adjusting well.
The practices are easier than I thought. I mean, I thought I was expecting a lot more, obviously, but it's hard work for sure. But my coaches at LSU have prepared me for this moment, and a lot of the things that we've done at LSU, or we're doing the same things here. So it's been a great transition for me, and I'm just excited where the team is right now.
Chicago has its first preseason game on Friday in Minneapolis against the Lynx. Weather, sunny and mild, a high in the mid-70s, and then cloudy tonight. A few showers overnight, a low in the upper 50s. Wednesday, sunny and warm, a high in the upper 70s, cooler near the lake. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labus. Thanks for listening.